Buying or selling a home is a big decision. That's why you need an experienced real estate agent that listens, knows the area, and understands market conditions. Hi, I'm David Jones, the owner of F.O. Bailey Real Estate, and that is what we do. Help you navigate what is likely the biggest investment you will ever make. Our agents are well-trained and equipped with the latest technology. We use that to your advantage as you seek to buy or sell a property. Since 1819, F.O. Bailey has been a market leader in commercial and residential real estate transactions. Let us put our experience to work for you. You can call my office at 207-781-1111 or call me personally at 207-650-3455. Visit our website, fobaileyrealestate.com, to find out more. F.O. Bailey, since 1819, a tradition of excellence.
It is 7:35. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thank you for joining us. David Jones is in the house with the F.O. Bailey Real Estate Update. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Raymond. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Yeah, listen, it's a strange day in Maine, but let's talk with someone who makes things better for people. It's Cam Burry. I use Cam. I was introduced to him through Kevin Casserman. I don't know if you remember Kevin. He had that well company, and he's a really good water expert. And, you know, in Maine, a lot of people have wells. And when they have wells, they have issues. You know, you get water tests, you find out it's got arsenic, it's got, you know, iron, you got sulfur, whatever. And then you call Cam Burry. Cam, you with us?
Yes, David.
How you doing this morning?
Very well, very well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us. So, you know, Cam, you've been in the business for a while, and you've done quite a few houses for me, and you know what it's like. You know the type of situations we have with hard water, soft water. You know, you talk about arsenic, you talk about all these other things, cholera, is there a chloroform? Yeah, chloroform. You know,
chloroform bacteria, yep.
There isn't anything you can't take out of a water from a well, is there?
Yeah, I mean, that's accurate. Yeah, in the state of Maine, you can handle the vast majority of the contaminants that would arise.
Mm. Yeah, you have radon.
Yeah. Radon's a big one, yep, for sure. We do a lot of radon mitigation. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, you go into a house and you're buying a house. A person wants to buy a property and it has a well. What should they do?
Yeah, so if you're looking to buy a house on a well, I mean, you definitely want to start with a water test. That's always a good way to get things going. You know, there's several laboratories around, depending on your area, you can use to get water testing. That would be a good first step. And then from there, you can, you know, consult with a water company to find out what the results mean. Also consult with a laboratory. You know, they have a lot of good information they can share with you also.
So do you recommend having someone like yourself do the water tests, or should they do it themselves?
Yeah, I mean, homeowners definitely can collect the testing themselves. It really depends, you know, if they need the test for the transaction. Sometimes it's best to do it with a third party, from what we understand. But, you know, if they're doing it just for their own information, they definitely can do the testing on their own. The laboratories are great to work with around here.
So you get a call. I call you like I did last week for the property. And I say, look, I want to get it tested. So you say, okay, Dave, I'll run over. I'll do the test. I submit it to, I think, Northeast Laboratories or whoever, one of the ones around here. And then what's the turnaround time on getting a water test?
Yeah. We always say about 3 to 5 days to get the results of the water test back from the lab. But it really varies seasonally in Maine. The labs are a lot busier in the summer months around here. But 3 to 5 days is a good timeline to keep in mind.
And a water test costs how much?
Yeah, cost of water testing, I mean, it really depends if you're looking to get a test done, you know, to identify things like iron, pH levels, hardness levels, or if you're looking to get a test done, you know, for radon, things like that. But testing can vary from $100 to $200 with some testing, you know, depending on exactly what you're trying to identify, potentially being a little more expensive, such as testing to identify, you know, PFAS, things of that nature in the water.
Yeah. So, you know, when I, started in this business, it was $25 for a water test. So now we're up to $100, $200. I mean, it's really, you know, I mean, I look at it, it's just the way it is, I guess, right?
Yeah, like a lot of things, I suppose, right? It's, you know, and you can get, you know, less expensive testing done, but if you really want to find out, you know, how your water is from a health perspective, that's where you get into a little more expensive testing, you know, things like uranium, arsenic, radon, things of that nature.
So, you know, in this area, we're in the Cumberland County, York County area, you know, Saginaw Hawk, What seems to be the most prevalent problem that you run into?
Yeah, for sure. So majority of our calls come from really two categories. One would be somebody, you know, has a smell in the water or iron in the water or things of that nature. So that's, you know, one section of the calls we get. And the other would be, you know, health-related things such as arsenic, uranium, radon. And that really varies by area. Like, you know, for example, Cumberland is known to have some higher radon levels. Turner is known for iron. So it really varies where you are in the state. You know what you're going to find typically. Not always, of course, but oftentimes.
So let's say you do a test. You're in gray. Gray is kind of known for radon, right?
It can be for sure. Yeah. We see a lot of it there.
So you're in gray. You come up. You got radon in the air. You got radon in the water. You got iron. You got arsenic and uranium. What do you do? Well, uranium is the radon, right? Is that not right?
Well, yeah, radon, you know, comes from the uranium, right? But in terms of what do you do for a treatment system, it really depends on if folks want to do it on a whole house scale, so meaning they want to treat all of the water in their home, or if they're looking to just have a single source of clean drinking water in the house. So that's always an option that folks have with most contaminants in terms of the health-related ones. The iron and things like that, we typically treat that on a whole house scale because it will stain the toilets and things of that nature. Mm. And then radon is typically done, again, on a whole house scale, you know, with usually an aeration system of some sort to help, you know, aerate and vent off that radon gas. Yeah.
Yeah, so you install, for the radon in the water, what type of system do you install?
Yeah, we use bubble-up systems for that. They're a system that, again, treats the water for the whole house, and they have about a 99% removal rate, so we can get that radon level down very, very low.
Yeah. So with the radon, a lot of people don't understand it, you know, because, you know, it's been around forever, and and it can cause give you some health issues.
For sure. I mean, radon's the second leading cause of lung cancer, so it definitely can, you know, have long-term health effects, mm-hmm. most certainly. Yeah, and you can't smell it or see it, or, you know, so really it comes back to the lab testing. You know, it's advisable to do a lab test to identify what levels you have and then do testing, you know, in the future as well. I mean, a water test every 3 years. You know, every 2 to 3 years is certainly a good idea to monitor the levels.
Oh, really? So you're recommending that? So I hire Canberry to come in. I do a test. I find out I have radon. I have this. I have that. You install systems to mitigate those issues, and then what? So 3 years later, I should do another test.
Yeah. So maintenance on the systems is important. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, for all water treatment systems. You know, they have a pretty hard life, especially with some of the contaminants that they're filtering out, right? So ongoing testing is always a good idea. And then every few years, I mean, it is advisable to do maybe a more comprehensive water test just to get the whole picture, make sure nothing's changed, because water definitely can change over time.
Have you run into any issues where there are problems that you couldn't solve?
So certain times it can become cost prohibitive to treat some issues that we run across. A good example might be something like sodium chloride, so salt water, right? Mm. We run into that on the coast, as you might expect, and certain areas as well. And that is one where it's very expensive to fix, and there certainly can be times that, you know, folks might look into drilling a new well as opposed to the cost of fixing, you know, the sodium chloride. So that's a big one that we run across.
So when you get saltwater intrusion into the aqueduct or ducts,
you can get saltwater into the well and just through the drilling process. I mean, you know, you can drill a well and find out it has high sodium chloride. If we run into it in places sometimes you might not expect, like not just right on the water. Like it'll happen, you know, in Scarborough we've seen a few times, inland in Scarborough some. And it can happen all over, and it's expensive to fix. And oftentimes it's a system that requires a lot of ongoing maintenance. The long-term cost and the initial cost sometimes make it tempting to look into drilling a new well. Yeah,
and I ran into it on the coast up in Bath one time, and you know they had a mitigation system put in there to deal with it, and it did work, but it seemed like it was high maintenance system to deal with. It was a lot more complicated than your typical, you know, filter you change every month or two, right?
Very much so. Yeah, we like typically they're called, you know, reverse osmosis systems. So a whole house reverse osmosis system.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a really big version of what might go under someone's kitchen sink, right? Mm. But you know, so those are very a lot of maintenance. You're correct.
Yeah, because you have the salt to deal with, which also causes a lot of issues with the equipment itself. Because right.
Yeah, the corrosion, right? So you get the salt, and you get corrosion with that. Oftentimes you'll find very hard water as well at the same time. So, you know, that can cause corrosion. And then, you know, the options are if you don't treat it, it'll start doing that to your house, right? So you can go through water heaters more frequently, fixtures, just general kitchen faucets will wear through. So, tough one to deal with that we run across. It's always unfortunate when it comes up.
Yeah. Have you ever run into problems with public water?
Yeah, for sure. So occasionally, I mean, we got a few calls over the course of the last couple of years. I don't know if it's because there's been so much development, so there's more water flow than there ever has been through the mains. I'm not quite sure what the cause is, but it does come up occasionally, more often in the smaller water districts. Throughout the state we run into, as opposed to Portland Water District, very few around, you know, Portland Water District area.
Do you suggest people who buy homes that have public water and sewer to go ahead and do testing on the water?
They have public water, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, really, I mean, oftentimes on these, you know, water districts, they will have that information available. You can oftentimes go online or request that information on the water from their testing. Whether or not you get a test done on your own is really your call. It's a pretty minor expense in comparison to, you know, not knowing what's in your water. So it might not be a bad idea, but it's not common practice, I guess I would say.
But there's no chance of having radon in the water on a public system, is there?
Yeah, no, I mean, especially like with Portland Water District, they pull off Sebago Lake, right? So for that water, no, you wouldn't be running into that with it being surface water. You know, we get away from a lot of those issues that drilled wells might be exposed to, you know, when you're running into, public water off something like a lake, you know. But in some of these smaller water districts, they still use wells to provide the public water. So might not be a bad idea if you live on one of those. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I have a property in Wiscasset, and you know, when I'm not there for, you know, a week or 2 weeks or something, and I'll go up there and I'll turn the faucet on and it'll come out rusty. What does that mean?
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, it could be, is it a public water supply up there?
Yeah, public water.
Yeah. I mean, definitely could be, you know, some iron in the water there. Oftentimes we do see that, even on some public water systems, small amounts.
Yeah.
Could be some plumbing in the house, you know, as well, when the water sits all week long. Then that could always be something to consider as well.
Yeah, it's all PVC and, you know, and PEX pipes.
Oh, is it in there?
Yeah. So in the house. I'm just wondering in the transmission lines if there's an issue that I should maybe be concerned about. I don't know if other people have had that issue at all. I just find it peculiar that when I turn it on, I can see the rust color in the water. It goes away.
That definitely is.
Right. And I did question them about that, and they said, well, you don't use it all the time, and that's why. I'm like, oh. Yeah, but your water's circulating, right?
That is kind of interesting. Yeah, that might certainly warrant a little more investigation at some point. Yeah. Interesting.
So what's
a lot of older water mains out there.
There's what?
A lot of older water mains out there as well. You know, the water piping, right? Some of it's, you know, just aging. So
I would imagine the town of Wiscasset's got to be fairly new. I mean, you know, it's not like they've had, public water forever. A lot of,
you're probably right about that. That's true.
Yeah, but this is, I found it peculiar. So when you're buying a home, you pick up the phone and you call Canberry. Why don't you give us a little information about your company?
Yeah, for sure. So we're a small family business. When you call in, you know, you speak to myself, my wife Heather, and from there, you know, we can set up, depending on what you're calling about. If you're looking to get a water test done, we can, you know, come out and do that. Oftentimes we get calls in regards to water testing. The folks just looking to get more information on it, so that's certainly one thing. And then in terms of, water filtration, you know, installations, if you call us and you already have a water test on hand, we oftentimes ask you to send it over to us, to email it over to us. You can also text us on our main business line as well. If you have a water test, you can text it over. And then from there, we can, you know, either send you an email back or have a phone conversation about what the water test means, some potential treatment options, and timelines. So,
how do people reach you?
Yeah, so they can call us at 207-383-5153. They can also text us on that phone number. And then they can also email us at info@berrywaterinc.com. So berrywaterinc.com.
And it's Berry, Berry?
That's correct, David, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it's info@berrywater.com.
INC. berrywaterinc.com. So info@berrywaterinc.com. Yep.
Well, you know, I do appreciate you coming on, and you know, this is water is a big thing. You can't sell a home in the state of Maine without a good water test, right?
And exactly.
You got to have potable water. And you know, it's interesting that people would even consider localizing it to one outlet or two. Do you have people do that? Is it just because of a cost factor or what?
Oh, you mean doing a faucet for just one point in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it really depends on the contaminant and what their, you know, what their usage is going to be. Like if they have multiple bathrooms in the house, they plan to have kids, something like that, they might be more inclined to treat it on the whole house. Mm. If it's a small seasonal place, they might just say, hey, let's just do one faucet at the kitchen sink. That's where we drink the water from, you know. So, yeah, it's a really totally individual choice. And you're right, the cost does come into it, definitely, right? For sure, especially when you talk about things like, you know, running into arsenic and uranium and things like that. You know, sometimes it is a matter of cost, David, yeah.
So the problems you'll run into here in Maine would be sulfur, uranium, arsenic, iron.
Exactly.
Right. Radon.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, pH levels are a big one, right? You know, manganese, you know, things of that nature, for sure. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that can come up. And when there's, you know, several, you know, ones we see over and over and over, you know, that would be like iron, for example. Like a lot of folks in Maine might have experienced staining in the toilet bowl. They might have experienced, you know, sediment filters they have to change out more frequently due to loss of pressure, right, from the orange. So that's a really common one in Maine that we see, for sure. Yeah, a lot of our phone calls, David, start with people saying, hey, I'm seeing, you know, visual signs, and then that usually will mean, you know, such as, you know, blue-green staining in a bathtub or something like that. And we'll go out and do some testing on the water and see what things are at. And, yeah, and we can, at that point, oftentimes, you know, they'll realize there's an actual health problem with the water they didn't know was there before because you can't see it, smell it, or feel it. So,
Yeah. So, you get that stinky smell like rotten eggs, right?
Exactly. A lot of folks get that as well. Exactly. Yep. For sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's we deal with water a lot of time in the real estate industry. We always recommend getting water tests. It's an inexpensive endeavor, you know, and you know it's really good to check that box and make sure that what you're buying is you know. A house with potable water, and whatever the issues are, sometimes the owners have been there a while. Their well, something might have shifted in the well. Something might have been exposed in the well. You know, I've seen it where people tie their dogs to a well.
Not advisable.
People don't understand it. The dog urinates, right? And defecates, and it rains, and it goes into the ground. And when the ground's good, where's the water cover? The ground. You know, so you have to treat it for what it was. Is it cholera, or is that what the?
You could have E. coli potentially. Depends on the well and everything, but it definitely could happen. And I see that too. You know, it's not really advisable to do that.
you got a wellhead and you got a dog fence around it. I mean, so you got to, your broker definitely has to be able to look at these things and say, oh, hey, let's check this one out. So there are things that you have to take note of as a broker and as a potential buyer. And, you know, Cam, you've done a bunch of houses for me and you've done a great job.
Yes.
And today you're going to do another one. We're going to get you to tighten that one up. And I've been very happy with your services. You know, Kevin recommended you. And, you know, I like Kevin Cashman, the K-Man. He's really an amazing guy. You know,
I wouldn't be in this business without him. So.
He's a great guy. I remember him saying he helped you get started. But you're good at it, and you're methodical, and that's really important. You know, I mean, some people don't respond. I've never called you and left you a message and not get a call back. But so I do appreciate that.
We try to be responsive. And folks can always text us as well if they think of something. You know, just a quick question or something of that nature. They just want to shoot us a quick text. Mm. That always works as well.
Yeah, it's the best way because you're in the field doing the work. So one more time, let me give you your information because we're going. Times are not our friend. We're going to have to let you go. But one more time, let's get all your contact information and website.
Definitely, yeah. So you can reach us on the phone 207-383-5153. Again, text or call on that. You can always email us info@berrywaterinc.com. Our website is berrywatersolutions.com.
Well, thank you again. And if anybody doesn't get that, you can always text me at 207-650-3455, and I'll send you Cam's contact information. Again, Cam, thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it, and I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. Yep. Right. Bye.
It is 7:54.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.